Indian off-spinner Ravichandran Ashwin started his maiden county stint for Worcestershire on a good note, taking up 3 for 94 and scoring 36 against Gloucestershire. Less than a week after scrapping the Dulip Trophy of the 2017-18 domestic calendar, the BCCI was forced to change their decision and restore the tournament following the Committee of Administrators, led by Vinod Rai, intervened on the matter. Otis Gibson has been named as a new head coach of South Africa, replacing Russell Domingo. Gibson will step down from his role as England bowling coach after agreeing to become Protea's head coach. Indian basketball team captain Amritpal Singh has become the first Indian player to join Australia's National Basketball League. The 25-year-old Singh has signed for Sydney Kings for the upcoming season. England striker Jermaine Defoe has said that his former teammate Wayne Rooney has done a lot for the Three Lions and his decision to retire from national duty should be respected.
I said it before, so you have to respect his decision. I mean, in terms of, you know, international, you know, goals and records and stuff like that, he's at the top.
Premier League side Liverpool have agreed a £40 million deal to sign Arsenal and England midfielder Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. The 25-year-old rejected a move to Chelsea on Tuesday after a fee had been agreed. The survivors of the Brazilian club Chapecoense were given a special welcome by the Pope Francis at the Vatican City. Two of the three survivors, including Jackson Follman and Alan Rushell, were among those who met the Pope. Brazil's football team trained ahead of their World Cup qualifier against Ecuador. Liverpool's unsettled attacking midfielder Philippe Coutinho also trained with the national squad. Brazil are currently on top of their World Cup qualifying group. Portugal trained ahead of their World Cup qualifier against Faroe Islands. The reigning Euro 2016 champions are currently in second place in Group B with 15 points.
Keep listening to Times News Radio.